What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
How are you doing today?
Hola. We're doing well, man.
Awesome. Well, so alcohol made me shave my goatee. And I will try to keep this short because it is a bit of a story, but I went out with my friends on a random weekend in my early 20s. We came across a group of gals that didn't have any men around them, so we shot our shot. I was trying to get with one of two girls, and they kind of dragged me around a little bit. I paid for a bunch of Jello shots and tequila shots, and after going to Jake's on 4th to get some tater tots, they passed me off to one of their other friends in a very...
The hungry one.
yes. Robust.
You're getting tots? I'm going with him.
So she starts having me get more Jello shots, more tequila shots, and things get blurry. I briefly remember a bottle being brought out and in her home, and then things get, they're gone. I wake up, and my goatee is clean shaven. Now, it's not the time of the year where I normally do that. I do my walk of shame and call my brother to pick me up and drive me home.
And why do people call it a walk of shame, first of all?
Did you do this, or did she do this?
I have no idea. As I said, last thing I can even quasi-remember was being at her place, and another bottle came out, and it got put into my mouth, and then I woke
Daniel,
up clean shaven.
Daniel, in all fairness, you don't have a razor in your pocket when you're going out.
Right.
Clearly, you used hers. So I would have to think that it was a group effort. I don't think you walked into the bathroom to use the bathroom and decided, I'm going to take this razor out of her shower and shave my goatee off.
Daniel, I'm going to tell you what happened without having been there and not knowing anyone involved. You're loaded on tater tots and Jello shots. I love the rhyme. I'm pretty sure Dr. Seuss wrote that book. But you wanted to get laid. Tater tot lady, she said, you know what? You'd be cute without a goatee. Your penis said, Daniel, listen to her. Shave this off of your face and get laid. And then that's what you did.
Yeah, I mean, look, man. I think you're right on that one. I agree.
I know
that's
I am.
The story.
I know I'm right on that one. That's how these things work, man. You know, like any young man, you're doing everything you can to try to grow your little dirt stash, right? And when it finally breaks through, you're so proud of this thing. And a chick that I thought was hot at the time told me you would be cuter if you didn't have it. That thing was gone. It was gone. I did not get laid, but it was gone. When I woke up the following morning and my parents are downstairs, my father looks at me and just says, who's the girl? I said, what are you talking about? He said, your mustache is gone. He's like, as ugly as it was. He's like, but you weren't going to shave it because you were so proud to finally have it. It is gone. Who's the girl? Her name's Annetta. He's like, yeah, I know. He's like, I'm not stupid, man. He's like, that's why it is gone. Coincidentally, my father, at times during adulthood, had wanted to shave his face because he always had a mustache and beard. And one time he accidentally when he was shaving to kind of trim it up.
He nicked something bad enough for him to cut a little.
But he had to take the entire beard off. The mustache was there. And then the beard grew back. And maybe 3 months later, my father explained to me, he's like, you know, I had about 10 seconds where I thought, you know what? Just go beard free. Like, your mother made it very clear that would not work out in my favor. So I made sure that it grew back.
That would not work out in his favor.
Yeah, my mother's like, no.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She cut him off?
Oh, yeah. She was like, look, dude, I'm not sleeping with that. Like, you need to grow the beard back. I want the full package. And it's never going to
look like George Benson now.
He kind of did, man.
What did alcohol make someone do? 206-803-ROCK.
Like Benson, the show?
No, George Benson.
No, George Benson, the old, like, R&B funk kind of guy. Go ahead, Google him. That's what my dad looked like without his beard.
He's a good-looking man.
My mom didn't think so.
Okay. All right.
And they got married, he was clean-shaven. No looking back. Hello, Emmett. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
So the alcohol thought it would be a good idea to tell me to pee on the owner of a bar's car, because the owner of the bar and I had gotten into a little dispute, and I was not very happy with him.
All right. So what kind of car was it, first of all?
If I remember right, it was like a 2012, 2015 Infiniti G38.
All right. And were you caught peeing on his car?
Oh, no.
Oh, then no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
I think I peed on a couple cars before, specifically because I did not like someone. Did not get caught.
Yeah.
Back in my 20s, that was kind of the move to do. All right, not so bad, man.
Here's one just from the other week. Smoking Gun reports a 30-year-old Matthew Day hanging out on a rooftop bar at an establishment called The Landing. He was spotted by security at 1:30 a.m., relieving himself from the rooftop bar on the sidewalk below. So this was in Pinellas County, Florida. He entered the rooftop bar, pulled his stuff out, and urinated from the balcony onto the sidewalk. This wasn't an innocent victimless crime either. There were several passersby, according that ended up being struck with urine. Now, when security saw what Day was allegedly doing, they escorted him out of the bar and handed him over to the police, who indicated that he showed signs of alcohol influence.
You do not say.
Yeah.
Dude, when we went to that game in Knoxville, Tennessee, right, there's a chain of restaurants called Calhoun's. There's one right there on the river.
Yeah.
So we reserve spots. We're hanging out. Now, there's been a rain delay. They're playing Montana. Montana, good program, but Tennessee's kicking the crap out of them.
Sure.
So the second half, we go back over to Calhoun's, we're eating chicken wings, we're drinking light beers, and it's a big deck on the river. And there's these two guys up there, and they're kind of talking, and then the one guy just slugs the other dude and, like, is yelling at him, like, throws him on the ground. Security comes over, they break them both up. So the guy that had punched him, though, he's, like agitated and almost in tears. He is so worked up.
All right. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
And you just hear him screaming like, don't throw me out! that guy was peeing on people.
Oh.
And then everybody, like, we're like, because you thought this guy was the problem. And sure. Everybody's like, what? And then you notice the other guy can barely stand up. He's so drunk. Yeah, same thing. He whipped it out and just started peeing. And this guy was like, hey, man, there's people around. And the guy didn't. So finally, he just punched him.
punched him while he was going to the bathroom.
Correct.
Wow.
Because he told, I guess we saw him. You just see him like three times. And then finally punched him. But yeah, the bouncers let the guy back in. They threw out the pier.
Gave him a towel.
Yeah, man. You see somebody whip out their manhood inside of a bar. It's like, yo.
It was inside the bar.
Well, it's like this guy. It's on a deck. But it's
still.
Right. There's people around. Like, God. You can see it.
What did alcohol make someone do? 206-803-ROCK.
I think that's the main thing. Everybody, you could see it. Nobody wants to see it.
Right. Isn't that the main thing?
Yeah.
That's the I was on the phone. We had been here maybe 2 or 3 years back in the other building. I went to the bagel place to get a bagel. It's going to take a hot minute. No worries. I'm talking to my wife outside on the cell phone. And I'm standing on the side of this business. And this dude comes wandering around the corner. And it looked like one of those white hot dogs you get. It was already out of his pants. And he's coming around to take a leak. And I just looked at him like, dude, I don't care. Like, I can see your D. He's like, sorry, man, sorry. So he still peed. And I did not care. But at least he turned his back to me.
Okay. Was all right, fair enough.
But he came around the corner, was already out. And I'm like, Jesus, man.
I'm with you. I used to have people in Belltown pee in the alley behind my building all the time.
Yeah.
Fine. It's an alley. But same thing. Once I got out on the street, there was a guy once saying, I just couldn't. I didn't mean to. I just yelled at him, like, put it away.
Put it away.
Go in the alley like everybody else.
Ah, that's why the alley's there, damn it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.